Okay, this is town, Lofton Town Advisory Board meeting at the Lofton Regional Government Center, 101 Pacific Way, Lofton, Nevada, on December 13, 2016, at 1:30 p.m. As far as notice, the items on this agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion related to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, DCC, or the Platte County Planning Commission, PC, for final action. Please turn off and mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With 48 hours advance, request a sign language interpreter for other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities. May be made available by calling 702-455-3530 or TDD 702-385-7486 or relay Nevada toll-free 800-326-6868. Supporting the bill provided to board members for this meeting may be requested from Lofton Town Manager's shop at 702-298-0828 and will be available at the county's website at plattecounty.gov. With that, we'll call a meeting to order and start with the invocation. And Polly Chaudhry, go through this.
Like many people, I love Christmas, and I decided to treat myself this year to FM 99.3, where I'm listening to Christmas music 24 hours a day whenever I drive in my car. And I can learn something new. I heard a song that has been around for more than 20 years, and this is the first time I've ever heard it. It's by Gloria Estefan, and it's called Christmas Through Your Eyes. Just one verse I want to read to you. I wouldn't dare sing it. But it's really a good way to look at life, not only Christmas. She's looking and talking about her child. I see the rain, you see the rainbow, hiding in the clouds. Never afraid to let your love show. Won't you show me how? Want to learn how to believe again, find the innocence in me again. Through your young heart, help me find a way, help me try. I want to see Christmas through your eyes. We all have the eyes of a child, so many cases in our lives. Amen.
Our pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we have a quorum, so we can move on. Public comments. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about this jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, please state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair of the board by majority vote. With that, I have approval on the minutes from November 8th.
So moved.
Second.
Any comments? Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We need approval of the agenda for December 13, 2016.
So moved.
Yes.
Any comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. informational items. We received a report from Metro regarding activities and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns. Lieutenant Healy.
Good afternoon, everybody. I think the mic works right, even though we know I don't need that. I haven't mentioned my name is John Healy, Lieutenant for Metro. I oversee the Laughlin substation. I'll go through some numbers and we'll talk about some community things that we've been doing, and then I'll touch on a couple of things. Calls for service for the month, we handled slightly down about 11.5%. We handled 326 calls for the month down here in Laughlin. And traffic citations, we issued about 513 traffic citations, another 43 up in Surfside, and then another 4 up on the highways. DUIs were down last month. We arrested 2 out of Laughlin and 1 out of Surfside. And it's always nice to see the domestic violence arrest down. Hopefully that's a progress here, especially for this time of the year, because we know it usually goes up. But we know we stay around the 10 to 12, 8 to 12 a month, and we're down to 4, so that's a good thing. We booked 42 people into the Laughlin jail last month, and 2 juveniles were cited for different violations. A couple community things that we did, we're in the process of doing. We all know, if you watch the news, or maybe you read it, or you read it this Wednesday, the Polar Express we did at the high school last Friday. It was down here with my staff. We had partnered with a gentleman by the name of Mr. Robert Ellis from Las Vegas, who does a lot of the rural schools. And what we did is we surprised the kids. We had a party. I think if you have kids, you know that they were surprised, and all wore home, got brand new tennis shoes last week, over 400 pairs of tennis shoes. And then what we did is we had a Polar Express festivity at the school. We brought all the kids from Surfside down on buses, all the kids from Bennett up to the high school, and we had a big party festivity thing in the auditorium. And at the conclusion, after we talked about a few things, had some music, and we talked about bullying, and then at the conclusion, we gave all the kids backpacks with provided by Geico through Mr. Ellis, and also some toys. Each of them got some toys. So they got shoes, toys, and backpack. Just another addition for the community events down here. And here we go this weekend. We're taking, you know, we started this 4 years ago where we weren't taking anybody. We were just buying presents and started that back up by thanks of the Legion. We have WS folks up there. They've done a beautiful job. We're going to feed 93 students, kids, young kids, this weekend on Saturday. Ready, Fred? 93 of them are going to feed breakfast. And then with the help of Silver Rye, the Target Corporation, Locations Racing, and several businesses that donated money and citizens, we're going to take 93 kids shopping over in Target this weekend. Also next week, the 21st, we did it for Thanksgiving, and we'll do it again for Christmas. The 21st of December, we'll take meals to about 25 different families in the Laughlin, Surfside, Calaveras area. And then the New Year's Eve plan. The New Year's Eve plan is already done. I can tell you that we'll be fully staffed down here with all officers. All hands are on deck. Even if their days off are canceled, they will be down here in Laughlin. So we'll have, instead of single squads on, we'll have double squads and one additional squad that will be patrolling up in Surfside. Okay, so that's kind of it. Any questions for me? No? So the last thing, if I can talk to you real quick, I'm sure you read the news. This is my last town board. Everybody knows it, knows me pretty well. I've had a bounce between here and Florida. Been down here for almost 4 years, this community. 4 years this time, 12 years altogether. I thank this board, I thank this community, I thank the town manager's office. You guys have treated me with the utmost respect. And I'm not going away, I'm just going away for a little bit. I made the decision over Thanksgiving weekend after having a family conversation that how much longer am I going to do this? I'm still young enough to enjoy my life, my pension. So we made a decision that December 28th will be my last day with Metro. Everything is perfect. There's no reason for me to leave, except for to keep my family happy and go enjoy a little family time. But honestly, this community here, these folks here, have been amazing to me. It doesn't matter who's the LTC, the commission, the casinos, the state park, county parks, everybody has been fabulous to me, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm going to introduce a gentleman here. I'm not sure if he's the person taking over, but he's probably the front runner. He introduced Mark for the job. He's a longtime friend of mine. He's a little better looking than me. He's a very close friend of mine, and he has the same temperament as myself, and And I think that's what this community's been with me all day. We've been talking on the phone every day for the past couple of weeks, and he's shown a lot of interest just by even coming down here and doing that. His name is Lieutenant Harry Fagel. Give him a chance to introduce himself.
I might be better looking, but I think he's got me beat in the hair department a little bit. But I appreciate just taking a moment of your time. I'm not sure what's going to be the outcome of tomorrow's meeting with staff to find out if I'm going to be coming down here. I'm a 23-year officer. I've been around a long time, and I was the admin lieutenant downtown, put together a lot of community coalition stuff. So I'm very interested in continuing the incredible progress that John has had out here with the community and getting everyone involved in fighting crime and making it a better place for everybody. So that's my interest right off the bat. Right now I run the major violator section, which is really bad guys that we go after, and nobody minds them being arrested. You never hear, oh, they arrested that guy. Everybody's happy when we take these people off the street. So to go back into a community-involved type of job is something I'm really desiring. And if I get the job, great. If not, I've had a lovely tour of the city. And it's obviously a really amazing place to live and work. So thank you for your time, and I look forward to seeing you all again. Thanks, John.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. John, just as a final comment, I would like to thank you for your service.
Yeah.
As a Marine, and also as a first provider, you've done one hell of a job, and I think you deserve a rest. And God rock, live up, and Godspeed in whatever you do.
Thank you very much, you guys. Fred, you guys have been great. We started this journey 4 years ago, and you and the Legion, everybody out there, VFW Legion, everybody has been fabulous, and we couldn't do what we do for this community if it wasn't for these folks. If it wasn't for everybody coming together. You look, we're taking 93 kids. I don't even know where we're going to get the buses, but we're going to get them. 93 kids plus their parents and school teachers, and we just NHP is coming with us. All, every agency down here is sending someone, and it's going to be fun. And watch this motorcade across Boyle Parkway Saturday morning. I know most of you be sleeping at 4:30, except for me and Fred. Listen, thank you very much.
You.
I appreciate the journey, and I wish you the best of luck, and I'm sure it'll be fine. Thank you.
Receive a report from the Nevada Highway Patrol regarding activity and statistics during the last month and other public safety concerns. Lieutenant.
Hi, everybody. I'm Sergeant Hubbs with the Nevada Highway Patrol. It's HUBS. Real quick, our stats, we did a total of 341 traffic stops. We issued 243 citations, and we also arrested four for various things, one DUI. We had three crashes out on the highways, two of them were injury accidents, one was property. And our total calls for service was 91 calls. Also, we have Trooper Davis, who is one of our troopers here, just completed a child seat technician class. And what that program is designed for, we did not have one down here in the Laughlin area set up. And what that program is designed for is to help new parents learn how to put the car seats in and install them correctly. Mm-hmm. Also, for those that are unfortunately not able to purchase a child seat, then this program will provide one for those parents to keep our kids safe out on the highways. As Lieutenant Healy said, we are going to be assisting them with the Shop with a Cop this weekend. So four of six troopers that are here in Laughlin are going to be there. The only reason the other two are not going is because they are already in training classes and they can't get out. So that's pretty much all I've got.
Okay, anybody have questions?
Thank you.
Thank you, Okay, we see a report from Larry Hayden. Black County Fire Department, you got a call to the service during the past month and another fire prevention issue.
Hi, good afternoon. Larry Hayden, Clark County Fire Department, Fire Chief. First off, I just found out that Lieutenant Healy was asleep. I heard it from my guys at the station, and I got here and heard it again. I'm a little bit shocked. But if I get you to come up for a second, luckily I keep something in my truck, if you don't mind, I know about it. So what I have here is a challenge coin that we made up for our world. We only give these out as awards to our personnel who go above and beyond. And I can't think of anybody who has helped the Clark County Fire Department, Rural Division, go above and beyond anymore than Lieutenant Keeley. And I wish I could give you a nice big plaque. With 1 hour's notice, you get a penalty. And basically, our motto is always on duty, neighbors helping neighbors. And like I said, we only give these out to our people who do the very best jobs. And I can't think of anybody I'd rather have them.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for everything you do.
Thank you. Here, but when we started 4 years ago, we started thinking, and you guys probably know it or may not know what you care about, force protection. It's always been law enforcement, fire department. Now when we do critical incidents, we take them with us. They don't have guns, so they
will.
So and now we're going to save lives in critical incidents, such as a barricade or any kind of critical incident like a school shooting, they're going to be in, it's called the stick, they're going to be in the stick with us. And we started that down here, and he's got some amazing captains over there. Warren is a great guy over there. All the guys, I can't remember all the names, but that partnership has gone way beyond that what I can think it is. You know, we do it at the school, and it's beautiful. But thank you very much. I miss you guys.
Thanks. I miss you.
All right, thank you.
So now you guys got to make it fun. All right, so first off, I didn't make last month's meeting. I was here, but I was here a week late. My calendar got kind of confused. So in October, I'll review those stats really quick. Engine 76, they were down about 47% in medical calls, total calls. And again, that's because the fire department is no longer running non-emergency calls. We're shifting those to the ambulance companies. So total for October, we're down about 12% in our calls, which isn't a bad thing necessarily. In November, our engine 76 calls, which is your station right here next to the center, is down about 42%. Medical calls are up about 22%. So we're staying, you know, in the ballpark. One thing that kind of flagged my attention here when I was doing these stats is when we looked at the fires for November, we went from 4 in 2015 to 7 in 2016. That's a 43% increase. And I think that's something that we need to remind people, especially now towards the holidays. In town, we're seeing a huge increase in structure fires. We're running 3 or 4 structure fires a day in Las Vegas. And a lot of those are attributed to homeless moving inside because of the cold, some of the Christmas decorations. And this time of year, it's imperative that people use safe fireworks. Use safe lighting on their trees. Make sure they're UL approved. Don't leave them on when you're not home. Watch the candles. I know my wife likes to burn candles this time of year. I'm always running around putting them out because it's much fun. But be extra careful at this time of year. Install, make sure your smoke alarms are working. Make sure everything in your house is properly safety for this time of year. So maybe working together, we can get those calls down. We did have a fatal fire in November. At Station 85, which is downriver, 30-year-old female, and that was on November 14th. That was the day or the week after your meeting. So no cause for that fire yet. It's still under investigation. We did have a great cardiac arrest save over at the Edgewater in the Valley area. So we've had a couple of extremely great saves here by CPR, Citizen First Aid, valet and security guards doing CPR until we can get there. And I think in the future, in the next few weeks, you're going to see us come forward with some certificates that we'd like to present here to some of the citizens of town for their outstanding efforts. Basically, that's all I have. I guess I'll probably see you before Christmas. I don't miss it. Any questions from the board?
Questions?
No. Thank you.
All right,
thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, receiving report from Loveland Town Manager Brian Paulson regarding announcements and events, updated information from Clark County.
Good afternoon, everybody. I do have a few announcements and maybe some past things to share news with. We had one of our biggest events of the year this past weekend. It may not be the biggest, but I don't know how many people got sleep, but those who live in the area probably got didn't get much snoring in. But so we hosted Snore Again for their year-end races, and by all accounts, I think it was a pretty successful weekend. And I went for a better part of a half minute and enjoyed watching some of the races myself. Hopefully, a bunch of you did as well. We look forward to these kind of events a lot because they do bring in a lot of economic activity to town, and as well as numbers and tourism. We had a busy past 30 days. I'll just highlight a few of the things that we did. First of all, not so much we, but the community of Laughlin. On Sunday, December 4th, we had our annual holiday tree lighting. And maybe a number of you were there. If so, I probably saw you. This is an annual event, and we did this at Mountain View Park near Spirit Mountain Activity Center. So that was fun, and that was just a couple weeks ago, a week and a half ago. We also had a couple open houses the past few weeks. One was the Laughlin Land Use Update open house. It's been 10 years that we were updating our open house, our 2007 Laughlin Land Use Plan. So the folks from Comprehensive Planning, they were able to come down here and provide an open house. And I know a number of you were there for that. That was Thursday the 1st, just last week. A couple weeks before that, we had the Mojave Generating Station open house. And as many of you know, the utility operators, owners of that 2,100 acres will be entertaining a land auction the first quarter of 2017. So sometime between January and March, we hope to see a land sale, that auction of that big parcel of land in the middle of our community that divides us between the residences and our side over here. But hopefully, we'll see some down the road. We'll see some economic activity that, assuming that we'll get a master developer to buy it out. So that looks good. That definitely looks promising for the community as well. Just last week, we had our host committee was formed citizens of the community that hosted the Las Vegas School of Economic Alliance for a tour. And this was successful, too, because they had not been down here for a full-scale tour of all the lands that we have available for development. And this gave them an insight. This group is actually out of Las Vegas, so it's not too often they do come down to Laughlin. So we were happy. So many individuals were involved in making this happen, including folks from the LADC and Todd Laughlin, town manager's office. And I could go on, but there's a number of other individuals that were involved with that tour. Before I sign off, I want to give a big thanks to the five committee members on this board. We're not going to see four of you again, in this capacity. I don't know how many years or terms all of you have served, but just down the list, David Brownlee, Pam Walker, Fred Doan, Kathy Oaks, Kathleen Haas, all five of you made significant contributions to your community, and should be very proud of that. And some of you have served multiple terms, some maybe just a couple. But anyway, Laughlin thanks you for your contributions and your service to the community. As you know, in November we had our first ever election, and one of the five did decide to run again, and she was successful. That's Kathy Oaks. We will be seeing her again come January at the start of the next 2 year terms of our five. Of our new Laughlin Town Board, and we'll have four new persons. So between now and then, it's going to be a transition period. I think January is going to be orientation for the new people. So the next time we convene here, we'll see one familiar face up here, surrounded by four new ones. So that's going to be exciting as well, because I'm glad to see some consistency. Now it's always good to get a little bit of new blood as well. And John is no longer here, but I would like to congratulate him on his retirement as well. He put 26 years into the county, Metro, which is the county and city vote. But my hat's off to John and all the years he provided, his contributions down here in Laughlin as well. And finally, Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy New Year.
We received a report from Greg Turner from the Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the water system.
Craig Turner, Buck County Water Reclamation District. I think I've got the right report this month. For November of 2016, we treated on average 1.89 million gallons of wastewater each day. And that's on par with last year. It's the same that we did in 2015. We didn't have any sewer service complaints. And up until about 15 minutes ago, I hadn't had any odor complaints. But we'll check that one out. As soon as you send me the map to it. We did have 30 call-free dig tickets in November as well. Work is ongoing. I don't even mention that each time. Probably over the next couple of years, construction work there at the plant. But treatment goes on very well. So if you have questions, we have to answer.
Any questions? Thanks, Craig.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Chauncey?
He's not here. You have a report, though.
Oh, give me a word. Oh, yeah. Okay, from the Water District report, the division reported November 2016 was 292 acre feet compared to 278.6 acre feet in November 2015. There have been no reports of any major complaints or leaks. That's good. Right. Received a report from Parks and Recreation. It's here.
Good afternoon. Trey Smith, Clark County Parks and Recreation. I have a short report this month. For November, we offered 25 programs up at Spirit Mountain Activity Center. We had a total attendance of 1,212 participants. We have no upcoming special events, and the only updates I have is thank you for everyone who came out for the tree lighting on December 4th, like Ryan mentioned. It's great to have all the community there, help support, bring the dessert, the cookies, and just, you know, be there as a giant community. Thank you for that. And my last thing is December 21st, I took another position with Clark County working in Las Vegas. So I will be leaving the Laughlin area. And I just want to thank the town, the board, town manager's office. Thank you for 4 great years down here. It's been fun. Thank you.
Do we know what the new guy thing to say about it?
The new guy is still not official yet. He's going for all the background check. All that fun stuff. We're hoping that he is here in January, and I'd like to make an appearance to come, you know, introduce him, help smooth the transition. But if something's reported before then, we'll possibly try and get it over to the Laughlin Times to see if a little piece can be written on it.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thanks for your service. We really appreciate what you've been doing out there.
Thank you.
Thank you, Trevor.
Okay, see the report from the Chamber of Commerce. She was hiding.
Yeah, wait and see.
Hi, Jacqueline Mazzano, Laughlin Chamber Regency Casino. Today, on Monday, I'll be the Laughlin Chamber of Commerce's new executive director. I've been covering the operations for the Laughlin Chamber since Connie's passing in August. And they just decided in the last couple weeks to make a final decision on who would take her place. There's some pretty big shoes to fill there and a lot of catch up to do. First challenge was the CAA Awards, and I think that we did pretty good getting that together. The operation and the staff have been very helpful, and things have been going really, really well. So officially on Monday, I'll be full-time at the Chamber. And I can't tell you enough how grateful I am to be able to serve the Colorado River region and especially those members of our chamber and assist the board and the County of Clark any way that I can. I love building good partnerships and talking about everything. Even if it's not pertinent to me, it gives me some information to fall back on later if someone asks me a question. The only event we have coming up is in March, and it is the Cancer Walk. It's always been the Laughlin Bullhead 5K Cancer Walk. And it has been voted that the name of that Hampton Walk will be changed to the Connie Davis 5K Walk for Cancer in honor of Connie's courageous fight with cancer over the last couple of years. She wasn't a big proponent of talking about her illness or her disease, but she was a great advocate for support, community support in the areas where most of our citizens can't get those little things that the victims of cancer can get in a large city. She was able to find them here and pass that information on. So I hope you'll attend. Registration is $20. We're also still looking for sponsorships for that event. It starts in the morning. We have the walk run all morning, and then we're going to have a finish line party, and it's going to be fully catered, and we have some music to dance in the park too. So it's going to be really fun. Do you have any questions? Thank you so much.
Okay, report from the Laughlin Tourism Commission. She's here to report from the Laughlin Library. Receive a report from the Laughlin School System regarding status of program and upcoming events. Nobody's here. But Buddy's here. Receive a report from Buddy for the University of Nevada Corporate Extension regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities.
Good afternoon, Board. Got a couple things I want to report on, some things that have been going on. So you might have seen some of it. If any of you were in Napa Mall this last weekend, we had about 20-25 of our 4-H groups that are actually demonstrating some of the projects they've been doing. We had two robotics clubs, one from the junior high, one from the elementary school, as well as a dance club, who actually, I think, performed in the outlet mall, as well as our garden club. And kind of playing off the garden club is the community garden. We do have, it has actually had a soft opening. We have 5 beds that the residents have actually obtained. We even got some vegetables that have been planted. You can kind of roll in the dice of whether anything's going to come up. But there are some sprouts coming up. But the big plan there is right after the first of the year, I'm going to bring a faculty person or two down to actually put on an irrigation class of how to set their beds up with irrigation, as well as what they can plant and when to plant them. The whole premise there is to provide educational forums throughout the year, not just for those in the park using those beds. It'll be open to the whole community. So we'll get that all going. But it is open, and we've actually got some activity out there, and now we're going to work with Fred to continue to expand it. This is the first phase, and we've probably got about another 2 or 3 phases to get done. But it is moving forward. You get a chance to go down there and see it. It's nice. Did have a meeting with the participants last week. We had kind of an orientation in terms of the do's and don'ts in that garden. The contact information, if something happens, the whole bit. We actually went down to the garden, and we even showed where shut-off valves are and things like that. There's emergency and who to contact and the whole bit. So we had a full packet, and they agreed to all those terms. So hopefully you're going to build up on that Master Gardener site. So one other last thing I want to report on. And it's a big event. It's coming in January, and some of you may already be aware of it. We've reported we work with high school quite a bit in career preparedness and career development. There's going to be a career fair and community service day at the high school on January 24th from 8 to 11. This is going to be advertised as well as in the paper and as well as some other flyers, and we'll continue to report it. But we've already have over 40 businesses, community service agencies, as well as all the big education institutions are coming down to actually talk with the 9th through 12th graders over that 3-hour period about career development, job development, and any other type of counseling that these students may be looking for. We We think it's very important that we start early, earlier than maybe the high school career for that planning horizon. Just wait until they're a senior in high school, it may be too late. And we're finding that out, so that's why we've expanded it to the 9th through 12th graders, and they're all going to be captive. I'm going to have some, maybe a half hour at the beginning of just a little bit of a talk, and then all the different businesses as well as agencies will actually have tables set up, and the students can go up and talk and talk from that standpoint. So it's actually something new, and it's kind of built off the program we had last year in this career development. So I'm very, very pleased in terms of the response from the community. It's we're going to have every industry represented there that day, which is pretty cool. And if there's any other businesses that are here that may not have made contact or want to participate, please come forward. I mean, we'll find room for you. We want to make this an annual community event. So, any other questions? All right. Merry Christmas.
Okay. Announcement. The application of the Laughlin Citizen of the Year nomination. The Laughlin Town Advisory Board will begin accepting nominations for the 2017 Laughlin Citizens of the Year on November 8, 2016. And the nominations will close on December 30, 2016. Nomination forms are available at the Laughlin Library, Community Resource Center, Spirit Mountain Activity Center, the Laughlin Town Manager's Office, and on the Platt County website at www.plattcountynevada.gov/Laughlin. Nomination forms must be turned into the Laughlin Town Manager's Office, Laughlin Region Government Center, 101 Civic Way, Laughlin, Nevada, by December the 30th, 2016, 5 p.m. Only nominations utilizing the nomination form will be accepted. The Laughlin Citizen of the Year Award is given annually in honor of the late Jim Edwards. It is intended to recognize and thank the outstanding citizen of Laughlin who has given their private time and effort to help local government make Laughlin a better place to live. It is expected that the 2013 Citizen of the Year recipient will be announced and honored at the Tuesday, November 14, 2017 meeting of the Laughlin Town Advisory Board at 1:30 p.m. So if you haven't turned in a nomination on a friend that you know is doing a great job, now's the time to get it done. And next item is item 14, receive a report from Jeff Mercer, Nevada Energy, to provide updates regarding the new transfer station. Okay, planning and zoning, we have none. General business, nominate and appoint 10 members of the Citizen of the Year Review Committee. I have three names. They are Jackie Mazzeo, Executive Director to be.
Yeah. In waiting.
I Hedlund and Larry Higgins. I will send you their phone numbers and everything as soon as I get home.
Thank you.
Well, I only have one, and that is Patricia Walton. And I will send you an email with all of her information.
Okay.
Yes, I'll go ahead and nominate myself to be as well.
Okay. Kathleen?
I'd like to nominate Dave Chioka, and I'll send you his information.
Okay.
And also Linda Holly.
Holly?
Holly.
Seven.
Dave,
three more.
All volunteers for the committee.
Okay.
Okay. Can you get a name? I'll get you one at this point. Yeah. I'll get you another name.
Okay.
Okay. Comments by the general public. Is that period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held.
or waiting to take on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Please state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair of the board by majority vote.
Yes, James Maniaci, M-A-N-I-A-C-I, Crown Point Apartments. First of all, I want to thank each of the five board members for their hard work the past 2 years and many other years you were on before. I hope I can learn from you all. And then the second thing is in reference to the new transfer stations that Jeff was going to talk about. He showed those on that tour with not only with the Las Vegas Global Economic Alliance, which is the regional economic development entity, but there were also representatives of the Governor's Office of Economic Development there. And overall, the tour, they were amazed at the amount of infrastructure Laughlin has. And one of the things that they were shown is the new transfer station that's, I think it's in operation now, or soon to be, to replace the one that was burned. And then the second one to replace the one that wasn't burned. And he said that each one of those is $6 million worth of equipment. And I just thought that was pretty impressive for Indiana Energy, plus the fact that they do have two backup connections now. Thank you.
Okay. Next meeting date is January 10, 2017. And before we adjourn, I want to thank all you members for sticking with it for all the 2 years. You've done a great job. It's been a pleasure. And I want to thank Tammy for being there for us whenever we needed her. And it's been a fun ride, and I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
With that, I would like to call and adjourn the meeting.
Almost.